starting your father.
We're starting Hilchos Nida. We start now. We're doing for Bez Hashem for the whole entire year. The Mahalach of the Chabura is that we learn it from the Sugyas Bekitzer, focus on Halacha. Therefore, we're going to have tests this month, Be'erach, every 6 weeks. The test is Tur Beis Yosef, Tal Shach, Chabur Ramo, Piskechuvin, Kivyagir. Now, at the end, hopefully after a year, everyone takes the test. There'll be a smicho signed by Berkowitz. The way how the test has been until now, we try to tell people they have to take it on the day. This man, and through the year, the reason why we give a smicho, there are two reasons to give a smicho. One is to make a placekin, which if you're learning Nida the first time, it's very hard to make be a placek. Another reason to make a smodo, you have a machayev, you have to take a test, to make a smodo. It seems that when you give tests and you let people give it in late, it takes away part of the hasmoda. That means a person can, after 2 years, spend a month cramming, doing everything all at one time, or after 6 months or a year, and take the test slowly when they do it, and then take the big test. So me and Avari decided that the test, when it comes up every 6 weeks, you have to give it in that day. And therefore, it creates the hasmoda that we want. And we're here to help you, to make sure you learn things better, put your time in, and not at the end of the year, cram for a month, take all 10 tests at one time. That's not our goal over here. Our goal is to create a smodah, and Hashem, everyone to be zeichah l'smicha, and therefore that test that we give every 6 weeks has to be taken on that day. Now, if your wife gives birth on that day, maybe we'll push off the next day. But there are exceptions. But otherwise, chutz mizeh, the test is that day. Now, the test, again, is dafka the page. Every time Chokham knows the page. The chaburis are not the test. But again, you have to know what it says. Tor be'seisiv. Now, obviously, that's the test. To be a Talmud Chacham, there's much more out there. There are the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rif, the Ram, the Ritva, the Rambam. Now, some of the basic Rishonim are brought down with the Beis Yosef. If you can, you have more time, you see the Rishonim inside. The Abdullah Chodim over here, what to go see, I cannot be Mechayiv everybody, everyone on their own. There's the Tyro, there's a Chavetas, Padshim Moinim, Chokh Masodom, Shulchan Harav, or Choshulchan, where the Masorah comes from. Just to make it practically, Aloch L'maiso, advice, is Lav Nida from the Sugya, to make it practical, is not that simple from the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, every person should take a Likud Sefer, a Sefer Zman Azeh, to make it practical, make Aloch L'maiso. I used to tell people, take two Svarim. I learned two Svarim is too much. Take one Sefer at the end of the day that tells you what to go do. Now, last time I gave out a list of 150 Svarim, this Zman Azeh. Since 6 years ago, another 25 came out. So I'll give you a list of 175 choices that you can have to pick to go learn one Sefer when you learn a Sugyo. Now, which one? Different options. Some people love the Badai Shulchan, it's the order of the Shulchan Aruch. If you've been done all the way, it's Geshmak. Some people like the Kitzes form that tells you practically whether it's Marakoyin, whether it's the Ol Soro, whether it's a Pitairo. Some people like taking a Sefer that goes to the Sugyo. Shir Shev Levi, the Chodshani, the Lushe Oz, or you take the art school, Rabbi Force, is a wonderful Sefer with the awesome Ayam Kaimis. But every person has to take, or not has to, but I'm advising you to take, to make it not to waste the time, to make it practical, take a Sefer, this Zman Azeh, that makes it Halach L'maaseh, what to go do. This Inyan of Nida, the Makor of Shubay, is Betzim Apostolic in Achim Moshe and Kedoshin. In Achim Moshe it says, Ve'el Isha, Benidas to Masoi, Loi Sikrav Legalar Vosoi. We have an Isser in Achim Moshe that says you cannot Makar to a Nida. We have a second Apostolic in Kedoshin that says, if you do that, Ve'nechsa Ashtay Makar of Amon. In this, of course, that means in Achim Moshe says the Isser Shubay. In Kedoshin says the Inish Shubay, the Inish of Chorus over here. Two different things. Now, this Chabur, I'd like to just give a B'Klali Sikashir. That means we just learned two Blah right now, which B'Ezrah will be the next 5-6 weeks. I'd like to give Akdoma B'Klali the Halachos of Nida and focus on 3 points over here, based upon the Pasuk. One question over here is going to be, what is the reason why the Torah answered Nida, the time of the Torah, and is there going to be a Nafka Nida? A second question going to be, is what Sugya are we learning? Are we learning Tumah V'Tahara? We're in the Sugya of Tyrus. Or is it Issa V'Heter? We're in Yeridaya. What Sugya we are in the Nafkamina, what Sugya we're in. The third question is Nida an Erev or not? Those are 3 points we're going to focus right now. First thing is, the Torah says we have an Issur over here and the Einish is Karis. Why? Why did the Torah do that for? It's the Gemara in Nida Daflam and Alpha and Beis bringing down a brisa for our mayor. He says, with Neymar Amur Torah Nida L'Shiva, Neshu Rogaba, V'Kotzba, Amur Torah Te Tomei Shivas Yomim, Deshe Chviva Al Baila Kishas Knisos L'Chopo. Everyone knows the Ben Achosin or Kalas, everyone taught the concept over here. The reason why you have the Issur Nida, so therefore, absent makes a heart grow fonder to be usher for the husband and wife for your 7 days over here, or negate the Sugya Zava, and therefore when you come to be mad to one to another, you make a special chiba, the husband with the wife, make a special bond, a uniqueness of a bond, and not someone who you struggle to be together with. We have a special uniqueness when you have an absence one from another to make a relationship, a special bond one with another. That's the side why the Torah has a Sugya of Nida. Why again, chaviva al baila, to make a bond of a husband and a wife. The question now is there going to be a nafkamina if that's the tam shibai? Is there a nafkamino in what the reason over here exactly is? So, first, where could there be the nafkamino? The point over here is the husband and wife. What about pnuya? A pnuya is not married. Minat Torah is a pnuya can be a nida. There's no svo over here to make a special relationship with the husband. She's not married. So maybe minat Torah, a pnuya is not a nida. So there's a sefer Torah Shlomim. Now, if you ever learned Issur HaHeter, the same called the Minchas Yatel, same person. You learned Hilchas Pesach, the Chok Yatel, same person. So on the page over here on Yerodea, there's someone called the Torah Shalom. It's called numerous times of the Prima Godim Issur HaHeter, one of the Gdol HaChoinim. He gets involved, is this a Jerusha Ba'almo? Or no, it's going to be a Nafkamina Lalocho. He starts off saying, maybe it's a Jerusha Ba'almo. He says, Varaya, there are more you'll see, and Sif Aleph says, the Loch is, there's no Chilak Aloch Lamaisa, whether it's your Pnuyo or she's married. He goes on further saying, no, Oydei Shloimar. The reason why the Amos says it, because by a Zavah G'dayla, B'zmanazah, all our Noshim Nichol get of a Zavah G'dayla. A Pnuya is also a Zavah G'dayla. Therefore, B'zmanazah, there's no Nafkamino between a Pnuya or married. But maybe Minat Torah, a Pnuya L'maisa will be Mutter Minat Torah. There'll be no Issur over here. Voidi points out, Rameyer, who the Bryce is, the Talmud of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon's Darsh time in the Kro, and therefore he wants a Taino, a pnuya, minat Torah, there's no din nido. No din nido. They become a Torah Shalom in Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis. He discusses the kashal, all the achronim is that the locha, when you get married, something called dam chibud. When you get married, the locha is rechosh, maybe she saw dam, and if you need zainakim. The baya, they point out, minat Torah, there's a maisa of Yehuda and Tomer. There's a maisa of Rus and Boyaz. Frech the Taz in Simchus Tzadik Beis, how in the world did Rus and Boaz and Tomer and Yehuda, they met each other, they got engaged, they got married. And they had Tashmish, Aydam Chimot Zayinikim. Said the Torah Shlomo, you know why? That's the whole idea of Zayinikim, or the idea of 7 days, is by a Nida when you're married. They were Pnuyos. Shub is Manazafi Machmer, why? Because it's Midrash Bonon, Alsa Noshu Machmer Pan Atzmon. But they were before the Harchok of the Midrash Bonons. They go back to Minat Torah. Minat Torah, a nida is no din nida, which is a pnuya. A pila poim, you want a taina, a pnuya, Minat Torah, the mice is mutter. There's no din nida. That's Amoraim. They have to wait 7 days, Echlami. But here, Yehuda and Tomer, before the din Rabbanon, so the true the Amor said, Avadu Rabbi Machmer, before the Ramah, before the Xer Rabban over here, the one time of New York is no husband and wife over here, there's no dinido. Torah Shalom on the page, Cyber Us, the Simcoe, Bay Gimel, and the Oyde Shloimar, and again, it seems to be these are down Loch Lemaisa, the Kuf Tzadik Beis. Lemaisa, this idea, come on with Tverish Yisrael. Now, everyone knows the Tverish Yisrael is on Mishnayis. However, there's another Tverish Yisrael over here in Yerodea who is a Kresio Placey. Kresio Placey is Yodis and Eipschitz. Now, it seems to me the new prints of the Tereis Yisrael, they write on top, Kresi Uplesi. They call them Kresi Uplesi. And new Tzachrin do call that way. I think the argument, two different new prints out there. Some on top called Tereis Yisrael, some called Kresi Uplesi. The Sefer called really both names. We'll call it Tereis Yisrael because that's what he himself or his son called it that way. The Tereis Yisrael, based on Eibchitz, quotes the Tereis Yisrael. The words are, V'nosim Mishal Lepritza Ador. Said Vashur Leimora, Chas Hashem, to say such a thing, Abai, that's not so. So I'll bring a chlorayo. The Gemara needed of Laman Alpha and Beis, what says Aloch is, why is it needed? We have this Tam over here. It's make Chibla al Bailo. The line beforehand discusses, the line beforehand says, why is the Mila on the eighth day? Child's born, first day, second day, third day, fourth day. Why are we waiting 8 days for? Says the Gemara, why? Because Aloch is, when a boy is born, what's Aloch in the gate for Isha? She has to have 7 days of Tumah. Then she has 33 days of Tyra. That means the first 7 days she's Osla Bailo. So if you have the Bismillah the first couple of days, first 7 days, what happens? Kaisel, Bismillah, Bismillah, Kaisel, for a husband and wife. That's often the sad, the Osla one to another. Therefore, we wait to the eighth day, because then the husband and wife might say Mutu one to another. The Gemara says that's what we wait 8 days to make sure the Mutu one to another. In fact, the Tereis Yisrael. But let's say she led a Zava. Let's say she led when she's a Zava. 8 days is not enough. She needs Zayin Akiyim. We have to wait 6 weeks, 7 weeks. This Manazeh, person you led us, when they come mutter, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks later. So this Manazeh, won't you have a Bris Milah? 2 months later. Do you ever see anybody have a Bris Milah, this Manazeh, 2 months later, go after time to grow? No, the Torah says 8 days. It's Joshua Alma. This is the Tam. And the Bris Milah, this Manazeh, is 8 days. Therefore, said Tereis Yisrael, just like the Bris Milah, Loish Man of Lo'inu, Yilad Azov, Im Bizman of the Tanoim Amoroim. We never heard anyone have a Bris Milah pushed off, and Im Bizman is there, no one pushes it off. It's time for the time of the crow over here. Here also, the same concept. By a Pnuya, even though the concept of Chaviva Labayel does not apply, still advantage of Pnuya is Nichla Gedev Nido. This idea, this concept, this Raya, so the Tire brings it down, the Earth Mishor, the Beik Yosef, the Chidah says, it's a before Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin has a similar question over here. He discusses by a sugyo, I once heard Echim Nechabura, who's giving a strictle Torah by the Bris Milah. He discusses, is it ever a shayach that a child will have to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Tefillin on Shabbos. What's the shayla? Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? So says the Smag, you're supposed to have two oisias. On Shabbos, we have the ois of Bris. We have the Eis of Shabbos. We have two Eises over here. And therefore, we do not need the Eis of Tefillin. We don't need the Eis of Tefillin. So is there going to ever be a time when you don't have the Eis of Bris, you have to wear the Eis of Tefillin on Shabbos? That was a Shiloh. So, just to say a story. My son, Shlomo Zalman, when he became Bar Mitzvah, so he learned Seder Nezikim. My father brought my son to Chaim Knievsky to get a bracha. So Chaim asked him, so what do you learn for your Bar Mitzvah? So my son said, I look for our mitzvah, say the Nezikin. So Chaim said, can I test you? So fine. He tested my kid and asked my son, where in the world is say Nezikin Mishnayis to say the idea of Chanukah? My son on the spot answered which Mishnah. I'm sure the Ilm over here knows, and if not, think about it. Where the Mishnah is. Another kid that year, another Shlomo Zalman, Rav Rubin, the Orcha Shabbos, Meir Kohen, he also brought his child to Chaim. And also the same question over there, he asked him, what do you learn? So the mice of the story, I was not there for the shiur, he gave the shiur Friday night, and Reuben was saying over, people told me over, he said all this question. The Reb Chaim asked, what do you do for your bar mitzvah? And the son said, I learned Hilchus Tefillin. So Reb Chaim said, can I ask you a question, Hilchus Tefillin? He asked the shiur was, when does a person wear tefillin on Shabbos? That was a question he asked the bar mitzvah boy, when does a person wear tefillin on Shabbos? So the Bar Mitzvah boy did not know. So this is his father. Meir Kohen, the Orcha Shabbos. The Orcha Shabbos says, when you find an aved in the street, you have to return it, you put it on, and that's how you carry it. So the Chaim said, but I want a case of Mekam the Mitzvah tefillin. Not Stam, you're wearing it. Mekam the Mitzvah tefillin. So he wasn't sure. So the Chaim said, over. In the case where the first child was born, he got a Bris Milah. And he died because of it. The second child was born, he had a Bris Milah, he died because of it. The third child, the loch is, you did not give it a Bris Milah. It's like over here. So come on Shabbos, he does not have the two oisiyos. He doesn't have the oisiyos of Mili, he only has the oisiyos of Shabbos. In that situation, he puts on tefillin on Shabbos. That's Simcha Chaim. But this question is before Shetruma Sedeshin. He writes in Simcha Chel Bey, Simcha Ches, brought down by the Chidol by us over here on Simcha Bey Gimel. The Shetruma Sedeshin says, you did not put on tefillin. We're not Dorish Taim Likor. It says in Shetruma Sedeshin, I'll bring Gerayo. By the case of someone has a mila on the 8th day, so parents should not be upset and sad, not to want to not be besimcha, and everyone else is besimcha. You think your lead is bezavo? The loch is a besmila will be a 6 weeks later, 7 weeks later. No, we're not Dorish Taim Likro. The loch is, we go after what the Torah says, what the loch over here is, and the loch over here is the mila is the 8th day, who would invite Philip, who did not wait till on Shabbos, like I'm the Tamshiboy, is because you have to have two aces, and this person only has one ace. But the loch is, you do not wait till on Shabbos. The last mice that Shumas Deshim brought down over here, that we did not durst time to grow, and give the same thing to get a Kniyo, even though there's no Chibala by law, still she has a get of Kniyo over here. And third case over here, to bring out this point, maybe a Kashin of Chaim, is that there's a Gemara in Baba Kamo, and that Pebezo Ben Aleph, that brings down that Ezra Misakin Tentakonis. One that the konis is that you eat shum on Erev Shabbos. Mishmur says, based upon the Yom Shoshlom, it means either Erev Shabbos or Leil Shabbos. Brought down Loch Lamaisin or Chayim Simon Reish Pei. Loch is you should eat garlic. Now, it does not mean raw garlic. Mishmur is very clear. It either means roasted or cooked. Raw, people argue that's from bias, but Stamazoi, the Loch is you have to have. Has to be roasted or cooked over here. To have a shum on Erev Shabbos or Leil Shabbos. The Gemara says, what is the reason that they're mesakin to have shum? The Gemara says, to be mar bezera. Why? Leil oino, mar bezera. So the question is, should bochum have shum on Erev Shabbos? We have a tekono, we have a tam over here. Do we go after the tam or not? Similar question. So there's a maiserav, a goyin maiserav, that's brought down, who's giving shir to Bochum Erev Shabbos, and they asked the Bochum, do you have shum yet? And the Bochum said, but we're Bochum. So the Goyin says, and you did not have a bris mila on the 8th day? Ad kan Goyin. Everyone over here knows what he meant, but everyone over there wasn't sure what he meant. It seems to be that the Chai Odom wasn't sure. At brought down the Maaseh Rav, he bent over, whispered in the Goyin's ear, and says, do you mean the Gemara Nido? Daf Lam Alpha and Beis, the Gemara over there says, the reason why we're bismillah the 8th day is because everyone is going to be besimcha and the parents can be sad. And if we wait to the 8th day, then there will be mutter. This is manazeh, or in the case of your letters bazaar. The loch is still, we go after 8 days, we go after the locho, without the tam shivoy. Therefore, same thing as the misakin of the con to eat shum. Again, the tam is mar bezera, but there's a tikkun of here to eat shum, and therefore, bochum should eat shum. Do you mean that? And the goyin says, yeah, I mean that. Bochum shav shum. A loch lemaisa shabochum av shum. The Maestro Ben Ishchai writes, no, the Bochum. However, it's brought down, the stipler was mocked with him. Chaim says that his father told him to use a Bochum to have Shum. As a Misakin, as a Misakin.
Could we take an Ezra's even on the Torah
roll? I'm sorry?
Ezra's on the Misakin, once you're married, right? The Torah says you know everybody.
She's saying it'd be less, but you have a Kashmir with Chaim now. By filling, it comes out, we have a. Fine, it could be. Come here, Chalak. I'm just pointing out that we had this concept of everyone's being the same Maramok and the same Gemara. That we see Bismanazeh, everyone has Bismillah the 8th day, come Bismanazeh, no one's brought to the 8th day. Bismanazeh, everyone waits 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks over here. Why? The Torah says 8th day is the 8th day. Therefore, sign the gate to the Sugya of Pnuyo, sign the gate to the Sugya of Tfilin, sign the gate to the Sugya of Achilashum, that those want Taina, we go after the Halacha and not the Tam Shavoy. Again, by Shum, like you want Taina, could be a drop different. Because Shum is Drabonim. As a Masakin, it could be over there we go after the Tam Shavoy. And which gets, this does get involved, which we mentioned last month, the Sugya of Giloy. Kuvta Zayin, that's part of the Machloikis. But again, it comes out, and again, to the first question over here, is there, the Tam Shavoy, is there Nafkamino? The Maishra, Moish and Shuvah, he brings down this concept, the Chalakdal in Yerodaya, he says, bring down the Tarshish Shlovim, and he says, Chas Tashomer, Chas Tashom, to say such a thing, about the Tarshish Maish is correct over here. And also they point down, the interesting Chinuch, all over brings the time Adover. All the reasons behind the mitzvahs. So mitzvah tzadikah, he says, about the tam, I'll just give you a taste, the reason behind the mitzvah. But we don't go after the tam to make nafkaminas. We don't go after the tam to make nafkaminas. So I'll bring a chlorayo. The way is, what we think by the case of a by needle, the halacha is that the will not apply the halacha by pnuy over here. The example is by the case of needle. That we don't go after the time. Avad zayin nikim, that's a halacha over here that we apply that zayin, 7 days we wait. But that we don't go after the time. So again, we have one question, what the reason is Chavu Labayla to make an absent makes a hakra fonder. We make nafkaminas. There is a Torah Shlomo that wants to say nafkamina pnuya. There's no iser material omid abonon. Make the pesukim say not the way. The loch is a pnuya is nichlan get of nido. Aleph. Second question. What sugi exactly are we learning? Again, they point out the Gemara over here is the sugi in Taharis. Yet in Yerodeo, the sugi of iser v'heter. Are we learning the sugi of tumah v'taharo? And the Issa of Nida is an extrapolation of the Sugya of Tumah over here? Or no, the two separate ideas, the Sugya of Tumah of Dairo and the Sugya of Issa of Heter. Coming to Shmaitzah, Shmaitzah Aleph, Parakid Beis, he says, I'll tell you, Nafkaminas, what Sugya we're learning? The Loch is by a Sovik by Tumah in Rishutz Yabim is Mutter, by Sovik Tumah by Rishutz Yochad is going to be Osir. Again, Sugya of Tumah of Dairo. Not only that, Loch in Rishus Yochid, we have Svek Svekis, 5 Svekis, 10 Svekis, it's always Tomei in Rishus Yochid. Mash Enkem Issevetis, Svek Sveko, it's Mutter. So, Be'etzem, let's say you have a Svek Sveki in Rishus Yochid. What's a Locho? By Nido. Negate to Tomo, it's also. Negate to Issevetir, it's Mutter. Is one Sugyo built upon the second Sugyo? And therefore we'll say, no, the Issa is built and the Tumah shall be Tomei, and therefore she's the Issa Nido, Labailo. No, two separate sugyas. Negate Tomei, she's Tomei Nido. Negate Labailo, she's Mutter. We separate the two. Shalom Ang Vigdor L'Achroinim. So I point out, it's before Shetaisis. However, there are two different Taisis then. There's one Taisis about Kama and Dafir Aleph. Everyone learns Yeshiva Shema Sektas. Over there, Taisis come along and says, discuss the sugya of a mixer shilim aloi vlad. We can have a vlad without a shilio. The other Gemara says you're not sure when the child came out, the first day or second day. When the shilio came out, also part of the first day, part of the second day. So you start counting on the first day, she's ulcer. But the counting of the days, we count from the second day. Factoisis, why do you have to come on to the sugi of a mix of shilio below vlad? Why do you have to say that concept? Say there is a shilio below vlad. But Lemaisa, we have over here a sugi of svek svek or shusi yachid. No one's around with Shusha Yachid. And should be also anyway as Svek Sveko. And with Shusha Yachid, it's also by Sugya of Tumah V'Taharo. Fact Taisis, it should be, what it come out to be Machmer? As a mixture of Shulah believe that. Say there is a mixture of Shulah believe that. It's also anyway, because Svek Sveko and Shusha Yachid is also. And for Taisis, you know why? We're not discussing the Sugya of Tumah V'Taharo, we're discussing the Sugya of Ishla Bailo. Ishla Baila should be Mutal Svek Sveko. Therefore, I have to come on to say these Soik A mixes Shilly, believe Lad. I mean, Taish is a black or white, says a Shmaitzel. It's Mechal the two. The Be'etzim Al Svek Sveko should be Tomei. Thus, Ishla Baila should be Mutter. Divide the two. The Shmaitzel says before Taish is that way. It says, our Sugya is Sugya of Issa Veheter and the clone of Issa Veheter, not the clone of Tumah V'Taharo. Now the Shai Yoshev Shem Shkop and Shai Alper Gimel wants to say the no ari from Toisvis, but the Ikna Chum said there's a ari from Toisvis. Asal Hasheni, there's a second Toisvis in Soita Daf Chol Chesam Beis. You're being on the sugya when there are three Noshim in one bed. They find a Kesem in the bed. All three Noshim Maisa Tor Tomei. We're not sure where the dam came from. The Loch is all three Maisa Tomei. Vade Tomo. For Toisvis, but Maisa three Noshim. Is a loch over here? Three is a case of Rabbim. Two is Yochid. Three is Rabbim. So why in the world over here are being machmer for? On Ishla Bailo, three is Savak, Tumah, which is Rabbim, should be Mutter. Three is Rabbim. So Taisus, you know why? Because Vade Tomei. Because there's Vade finding Kesem here, and someone's certainly Tomei. I can't even mock all of them. There's a Vade Kesem here. One of them, three, is Vade Tomei. What is Vade Tomei? We're going to ask my high, my high. We're going to ask all three of them. There's a Vada Tumah over here. Says the Rishash on the Sugya of Antaisis. We see clearly that the Isla Bailas don't have the Sugya of Tumah. So in Pashas, we have Machlokes Taisis in. Can we separate the two Sugyas or not? Is it didn't Tumah V'Taharo a separate sugya from Isha Labayla, the sugya Issa Vater, or will one build upon the other? Halach l'maisa, the Shemaitze starts over the Sefer Zichron Yosef, it says, Avada, it's one built upon the other. Says the Shayosha, I'll give you two rayas, it's one built upon the other. One is first, negated Issa Vater, we never see the idea of Tfilah b'Isser. We're not telling yourself an Isser. Tfilah is sugya Tumah v'Tahara. The fact that we see Tfilah to Matil Bailo, she's clearly a sugya of building off. Once she's Tomish Usla Bailo, she's not Tomish Mutla Bailo. Allah. What he says, go read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'el Isha Beninas Tum Asay Loi Sekariv. The Pasuk says, we follow the Torah. Torah says, when Nida is in a Tomai, not Mekariv Torah. Says the Rishash, says the Shari Yosher, we have a Pasuk that says, when Anida's Tomai, not come close to her. Therefore, you learn the Shiva Smir, the Shiva Shari Chaim, Chamish Wolevitz, and Ksubis, he writes a couple of times. The loch over here is, there's one's built upon the other. If she's Tomei, then have Issa Heter. If she's not Tomei, might she be Mutala Bailo. Atar Hashani, others disagree. There's a Kuzari, the other ones point out, sounds not the way. But Kabbalah Noda Behudin says, let's read the Psukim, push the Pasuk that way. The Pasuk of Tumva Tahiro is a Pasuk in Mitzayro. The idea of Issa Heter is an Achrim Moy, so where's the Sugim Nido? Over here, Loisikar of Avosai, is a Pasuk in Achrim Moist over here. The Pasuk says, Binidasa, I'm saying, the Pasuk says over here, but Tomasa, she's Tomei, so they're not reading yet, she is Tomei. That's the Metzias. But that's not the Gedder or the Klaus Shabbos. That's the Metzias over here. And therefore, the Shemaitzer brings down the Zichron Yosef, but you forgot Tosis, and Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph. Tosis over there says, Avada, the two different Sugyas over here. Therefore, the Abinezer, or the Achiezer, or the Moshe, the Kamal one Taino, one's not built upon the other. Two separate sugyas over here. This is a chashnis in Yerdeya, Simcha Kimmel. He discusses the question. He says no chloraya one way or the other. He does bring down Tosis above a common end of Tzarechian. So it comes out, we have a question over here. And again, there is a nafkamino. Two nafkaminas. Is it possible for her to be Tomei and Mutla Bailo? Or for Keretz, is it possible for her to be Tor and Osla Bailo? Tosis says above a common is possible. Numus Achron and follow Tosis above a common. Saito says, not possible. Numbers are going to pass, follow like Taisha and Saito. You have to go through the sugars of Sveksveka, how to apply it. Maybe in the gates of Simon Kupay Ches, in the gate of the sugar over there. But Batsim is a shell among the Achonu. What is our sugar? And again, you can point out two rayas. Either it's in Karshim over here, it's in Tyrus over here, or we're learning Yerodei over here. Third question. Is Nida Nichol get of a rayas? Now, it's a similar question. Is it Nichol Geda of Tumah V'Tahara? Similar, but it's not the same thing. A gam, someone, a toilet, one upon other. Who are two separate questions over here? Is Nida Nichol Geda of Raif Negeya to the Chumra Isser? Bira Dover. Who we have two nafkaminas to discuss over here. Is Nida Nichol Geda of Arayas? One is we have the Gemara Gittin, that Bezim Abeis. Everyone learns that. The Gemara over there says, Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. It's neither nichel in a rayas, and if we need two people, a nafkamina is a doctor who just showed me Torah mitzvahs or Israel kosher. He says something about the isha. Is he Nemon? Do you believe him? Oh no, you need two people. You have to have two doctors over here. Is one Yisrael Nemon to say something about the isha to make her usher multiple bailo? One shaylo. A second shaylo nichel in a rayas is gila rayas is nichel of yor val yaver. By Nida is Yog Val Yaver, or no, she's not ever Nichol Geder or Yog Val Yaver. Someone puts a gun to your head. No, the loch is not, are you over this or not over this? Sir? Two different questions. So Rav Ozan over here.
In this dark, these two shadows by
Kriya? Yeah, same thing by Kriya. No, again, we came out, we did not go to Tarshish Shalom. Chas v'sholom loimar kein. Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom. Now, Kamal Rav Ozer, he has a k'dom over here to Yeshir Sheva Levi, and he brings down this question over here, is Nichol get of a rice, is Nichol get of a rice or not? He says he doesn't understand. The Pasuk, let's read the Pasuk. Vel isha benidas tumosoi, loisik arv legalo ervo. The Pasuk says legalos ervo. V'chiyesh b'furosh b'zeh. Something more important than the Pasuk says, not to Makar, Legalos Ervo. That's her Ervo. The Pasuk says black and white over here. The Yesh Beforsh Bezeh, something more Beforsh than this. The Pasuk says so. So Be'etzim, the Kash of the Pasuk, the Zubayn Tam and Sefer Yosher, he says, even though the Pasuk says so, He says there's no right from the pasuk because it arises something that's not biyodoi, and here lemaisa you can't be count 7 days and be tovel, and therefore she's not nichel to get of arayis. Now he doesn't answer the pasuk. Again, the Mavoda says before she's the pasuk, read the pasuk legalus ervo. So the Vein Tam, even though the pasuk says so, there's no raya because the halacha in this case would be yodoy. So the Chura, how do you answer the pasuk over here? How do you answer the pasuk? The Chura, the word erv in the Torah, the Chura, I think what he's saying, the two definitions of the words erv in the pasuk. This idea over here, the issa ervo, and this idea of the mokum ervo. It means the issa ervo, the knus, the boy, the gnai over here, that's the issa ervo. This is the mokum ervo, the matzias, you have a mokum ervo. Just give examples of that. In the Arachayim and Simon Ayin Dalad, the loch is that libo rois the ervo, when you're orim, you cannot daven, you can't take your Shema. You have to either cross your arms, put a belt there, you can't see it. Now, is there an issa ervo? That means you can't see mokum ervo, right? Your arm to yourself. It means libo, you can't see mokum ervo. And besom, that's a pasuk in the Torah they're coming from. Don't see erva stava. Erva in the pasuk means the mokum ervo, pasuk. In is ervo, the loch in Evan Ezra, the simukufi test is a person not divorced his first wife. Elam came up about erva stava. Erva stava, unless you find the mokum ervo. That means it is ervo. She did something wrong over here. The pasuk says a gitzeitze. The knus should buy the gnai over here. Does that mean the mokum means the iser? Well, let's take one pasuk. The ervas bas bincho lois segala ervosam, not to megala ervosam ki ervoschon heino, because it's an ervo. Don't be megala ervo because it's an ervo. Don't be megala the mokum ervo because it's an ervo. It's the gnai, the knus of the ervo. The same pasuk, the chum means two different definitions. So who the pasuk here means by a needle, well, isha binis to mosul leis the gav galois ervo means not to megal the mokum ervo. That's what the pasuk means over here. That's what Main Tam says. Lulik for the avos that says chiyesh before shpekra. Who the pasuk nishkein raya. So the question back now is needle nichel neged of a rice neged to the two sugars you mentioned of ein davar shem ervo pasuk mishnayim neged to gila rice. So there is a rashi in chulin and dafyulam abeis. The Rashba says, why did the apostle was suffer a lot? Why did the apostle tell you to count 7 days? Eid echa nem bisurim. Eid echa nem bisurim. Why did he was suffer a lot for it? So come long Taisus, the Rashba, he wants to answer. Come tell you, even though Dovah Sheba Ervo, still was suffer a lot. The Pasha of the Rashba, Gamli Zechanish says not the way, but the Pasha of the Rashba is saying that neither is an Ervo, and ain't dovish of ever pasuk mishnayim applies, except if you have a pasuk of a sufferlo. Pasuk of a sufferlo. That's the passion of the Rashba. My son, Rebbeinu Tam, in the Sefer Yosher, he writes, the loch over here is nida, is not a rayas, and therefore does not apply the loch of ain't dovish of ever pasuk mishnayim. Because it might be other lit for, before she Rashba and Rebbeinu Tam. So first, Rebbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher, not the way, not nichlis concept. And numus achonim go look Rebbeinu Tam. Besson, they point out the four Shetaisis in Gittin that Beis and Beis, which everyone learns over there, everyone reads Taisis. The big Mavucha had to read Taisis. It's not much a two-line Taisis. Taisis is the same cash of the Rashba. Why in the world do you need a suffer law for? Eid Echa Nam Bisurim. So Taisis, Yesh Loimar, Salka Dait Chamino, the Choshek Gmoy Dovashib Ervo. I might think it's Nichol Gedev Dovashib Ervo. I might think Nidol Nichol Dovashib Ervo. Kamash Malon. Every time there's a Kamash Malon, what does that mean, Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, it's not true what we thought. Or Kamash Malon, what we thought is true, but here is different. Kamash Malon, Sachadak, Dovashib Erva, and here is not Dovashib Erva. Or Kamash Malon is Dovashib Erva, but here is different. What's Pshan Toysus? It's coming along the Machno, in Kedushin, and the Mil Tzadokin, and Shuvo. He wants to tie over here, it's Kamash Malon, it is Dovashib Erva, but here is different. What's up for law? It is Dovashib Erva, before Shetoysus. Sal Kadak Dovashib Erva, and is. But here it's different. Maiso, before Shema Rik, a Rishon saying Shan Taisis, Farkert, Kamash Bon is not Dovashib Ervo. A most Achoinim being done Marik, Taisis that way, come along to be Yehuda that way, Kivegar, the Ksav Seifer, the Beit Shloimo, they come along the one Taina, Kamash Bon is not Dovashib Ervo. I might think it is, Kamash Malon, the Sarfla is not Dovashib Ervo. And if you look among the Paiskim, Vikud, Mabush Yontif, the Marsham, the Chaznish, Ramosha, the one coming along in Taina Loch in Mais is not the way that Isha is not Dovashib Ervo. Negate to Ain Dovashib Ervo Pachim Mishnayim. What's the svar to mechalak l'maisa? She's also to you. What defines the gedder of arayis? They point out the Mishnah Nivomis that based on Aleph. Mishnah there has 10 noshim, 10 zvav noshim, 15 noshim that have us them for tzaris. That they can mark to them in the tzaris. Come on, Tracy, yes, why is it in the 10 zvav noshim not mentioned the case of Nido? Come on, Tracy, Rosh, the what defines the get of arayis? He said the get of arayis is kurva, that is a special closeness one to another. A sister is a special closeness, a mother is a special closeness. A daughter of special closeness. Your wife is no kurv over here. And neither is no kurva why she came us over here. I mean, the ish there is. But the nidish why is not inside the kurva shivai. Kurva makes a rayas, and no kurva, there's no get of a rayas over here. They were needed, not nichol get of a rayas.
Is Lydian,
we'll get to that. We're leading to it. But that's one point over here. Or another way of saying over, why is not nichol a rayas? They're being done the Mordechai. The get of a rice is something that Dushan is not tasting by. By Nida, Dushan is tasting by. Therefore, not Nichol get of a rice. That's not the Chayim Adin, at Dushan tasting by. So it comes out over here that Roiv Achrinim come long taino, ain't Dovish ever Pach Mishnaim does not apply to Nida. She's not in the curve over here, Dushan is tasting. And therefore, everyone knows a doctor is Neman. He's so cautious, Neman by himself, he did not need two people. That's how big the places seem to go. That seems to be called the Mahalach and Klal Yisrael, that Yisrael is Shemitari Mitzvahs, Avada Nana Chiloni, Avada Nana Goy, but Yisrael is Shemitari Mitzvahs, the Maisi is Nemon, not Nichol the Get of Arayis. They get to this concept. If so, let's take you now to the second concept. Is Nichol Arayis the Get to Yog Val Yavar? The simple understanding, Kamung the Asrin de Raisa, Yosef Engel, in Klalchov Aleph, he wants to say the Sugi of Tolu Zebeze. Therefore, he writes also Yosef Engel Gilyoni Hashas Gittin that base on base. He begins on Tosfos and he wants to tell you, just like it's not Nichol the Geder Dovah Shem Erevo, the Geder to Eidos, who didn't the Geder to Yog Val Yavar, the Loch is Yavar Val Yorg, the Chiddush. They point out Lav Daf Gehim. The Shalav Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua also says the same thing. That's the grandfather Pnei Yeshua. Says the same. He said over here the Masham passes this way. The Yezus goes this way. Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo that came out 2 years ago, he writes, he starts off the first page over here. It says, Maisa Anido, sign the gate Dovah Sheba Erva, sign the gate to Sugi Yog Val Yavar, is not Nichol the Sugi Varayas, and therefore the look is Yavar Val Yarg. That Nazis goes this way. Building upon this, let's say there's a story that everyone knows. But let's say you're on a Shidduch on a date, you fly from Eretz Yisrael to England, and let's say it's a third date with your potential Kal over here. And you take her to the museum, you only speak Hebrew, she only speaks English, you talk to each other in Yiddish over here, you go to the top floor, and you see over there there's a mummy, and you ask this girl over here on a date, I assume everyone knows what I'm referring to, you ask your girl on a date and say, Lamaisa, what is this thing? And she starts explaining to you that the Parv Matzayim, there's a mummy over here, and you're a Kohen, so you know the Chum of the Makom Mishnah, so you start running out of the place, and if this told me that he was running, trying to get out of this museum. He was on the top floor, and he's running into closets and elevators, and the girl is running after him. He's trying to get out of the place without Tumah V'Tahara. So finally, he took him a while to get out of the building, and he does not know any English, doesn't know how to get out of the building. He's just running out. Kids, he gets out of the building. He turns to his date, his future wife, and tells her, Maisa, I don't know where to take you anymore. I'm in the country, I don't know. If you want to go somewhere, stay there. So he says, there's a train over here. We'll take the train, an intercity train. We'll go somewhere. So he says, you just know that there's a bayav going to train inside the sugi of Yichud. Right before I left, I learned the sugi of Yichud, and even again to the question, Nichol get a yog bayav or not, someone who's not married, we know chas shalom, say like the Torah of Shlomim, Nichol get a of arayis over here. And therefore, the question is, do you say yog bayav or not? And this said, I just learned the sugi, and you cannot be alone with your wife, and the bayav, yog bayav. He said, don't worry, these trains, there's always people on the train. So the kids are, they go on the train. After a while, he looks around. Of course, what happens to him? Listen, Kedarkoi, there's no one on the train. So fine, so he says, he turned to his kala and said, tell my parents I love them, and he went to go jump. I asked him, listen, how in the world to tell your parents I love them, you know? He says, Echnami. He was just like, overwhelmed by the moment, I should have not done that. So he went to go jump. The Bayat trains are made not to get in and not to get out. So he was trying to break down the window and jump out. And the train's going. So So Bekitzer, he hopped, he came back through the window, but he saw there's a, I think he said there was a hammer on top, he has to climb to get the hammer, so he goes to climb to get to the hammer on top to smash the window. When he's climbing the hanging, he sees that the other car, the people from the window can go see him. So he says, he stayed hanging there, because then the other people see him, no Bayav Yichud. So he stays hanging on the bar over here, so people can see him to not be a Bayav Yichud. Now, he tried to kill himself. Snido, Yoglal Yavar, is that true or not? So he says he went over to Shlomo Zalman afterwards and told him, no. No, it's not true. Now, get along numerous reasons why it's not true. Love Daf Mitzad this Sugyo. But one reason you can say is Mitzad this Sugyo. A Nido, a Raisi, you say Yoglal Yavar not. Now, again, there are other reasons why not. Because it wasn't Mitzad Taiva, but other reasons. But that's one nafkamina in this situation. Do you jump from the train when you're alone with a pluya or not? Kunim Shlomo Zalman and the Kunim Bnei Shua, according to those what time is the same sugya, the mice are not. Asdala Sheni, true that those what time know, it's not the chogether of Yogla Yavar, most disagree. The Ritva on Psochem that Fafeya when Allah brings down the Ru'ah and says, Avada, the Locha is Nichol get Echem Arise, and even a Nidol Nichol get Arise. Likewise, Ru'ah, quoted by the Ritva over here. They point out in the sugya Gitin that Vovam Beis, the Gemara says, make sure not to put emo yisayro inside your house. Make sure not make, put fear inside your house. Why? Olit tegila rais, shvichas dom, and avoid the zara. Says Rashi has olit tegila rais. She says, the case over here, it comes as mat filoso. It's very cold outside. She's afraid to go. It's freezing outside. To break the ice is not that simple. She'll be home. She'll say she went to the mikvah. She did not go. He'll have tashmish with her. Says Rashi, that's the case of Gila Arayis. That's the case of Nido. Rashi is saying Pshan the Gemara. Says that Asrin de Arayis. So from Rashi, we see it's Nichol Geda of Arayis over here. Or Yogla Yavar, Pashas of the Sugyo. Aloch Lamais and Simu Kuf Tanakei, the Beis over there, and the Dvaz brought down to Pesach Shuvo, and the Shach, and the Goin, Treyasol, and all the places can bring down, it's Nichol Geda Yogla Yavar. That's the Ikim Sak over here. The Chayodom and the Chokhmos Adam ran it that way. The Chofetz Chaim, just to make sure you know what, writes it 8 different times that way. In numerous form, he writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes in Nidchei Yisrael to the Americans, he writes in Avos Chesed, he writes it in Beis Yisrael, he writes it in Taras Yisrael, he writes it in Gura Mamore, he writes it 8 different times in Nichol Negeda Yog Vayavar. Minchas Chinuch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Lechem Vesimlo. And Beik of the Pesach come along and say, is Nichol Negeda Yog Vayavar. Dibbis Moshe, Rav Vosner, the Bada Shulchan Ovi, says Allah that way. That's how Beik we pass him. That means again to get to the case jumping from the train there are other reasons why not to jump. We'll put that to sugya and negate the idea of yichud, but maybe in a year from now we might learn it. But to get to our sugya nichol geda yog layavar mokum taiva shaboy, but ik the pasuk can say it is nichol geda v'rayas, the idea of yog layavar. Oh, so now the question here is l'chu reva abaya, if the sugya the toli zebe zeh, what are we saying? Ain do shiva erva pach mishnayim. The nogin klai yisrael is does not apply to nido a doctor or bedeks lemaisis nemon. It does not apply to nido. Yet by yog layaver, we're saying beke nido is nichol in the get of a rais, and it has the chumah yog layaver. Chutz astiro, what the nogin klai yisrael seems to be, is it a rais or not a rais? So again, there are those who say toli zebezeh asfin the raisel. David Mishorim, but Vaz sounds like we're in Shuvah. But my come with Moshe and Shuvah, or in Divris, says, Avad the two different sugyas. We'll get to Raya to that. Avad is two different sugyas over here. So the idea over here of the Chaymer Isser is the idea of Gila Rayas. The Chaymer Isser, the Skaris over here, the Tumash Boy, the Chaymer Isser. The idea of Ein Dovah Shiv Erev Pach Mishnaim is not the Chaymer Isser. It's the idea when you make Chiddush Adova, you make a new thing over here. That means by the Chiddush Adova, a person with a pnuya want to make you get married, need two Adim. She's married, and you want Mechash Adova make you get divorced, Gerush, you need two Adim. You want, say, the case over here of a Zaino to ask it to other people, to a Kohen, let's say, need two Adim. To make a Chalois, a Chiddush in the Isha, Ein Dova Shva Erva Pach Mishnaim. Nido is not nichol geda chiddush adova. That's a mitzvah. Came chayenu every month that way. To make a chalois a chiddush, that's ein dova shiva erva pach mishnayim. That applies in the suyin gerush and the zayin of kedoyma. Mash enki the idea of yog vayava. What sugi is that? That's chaymer iser. she gets Karis. Gets Karis. That's Tirgi Yalav Vayavar. It's coming with two different Makaris, two different avenues, and David not only that is there. By an Isha, Negeta, Namonis, Echnami, no Chijadov over here, Negeta, Nido, a doctor's Namon. Negeta, Sugi Yalav Vayavar, it's Chayme Isser, we say the idea of Yalav Vayavar. To point out this concept, not only Zev is there, or Batwing Yiska as a Kasho, says in Nidbiuda, in Shuvah, and Evan Ezer, and Simon and Hay, he says, where is the Mamokum of Eindo Shiva Erva Fox Mishnaim? Where is the Makor Shavoy? See, Rashi gets in that base on base, that's very simple. We say by Eidim, Apish, Eidim, Shlosh, Eidim, Yochum Dover. So that's the word Dover. It says, by the case of Imlotib Zachem Beinov, Kimotzabar Ervas Dover. It says, Dover here, Dover there. Says the word Dover. Just like over here, Dover by Beis Gimel Edim, need Edim. Who Edim in Loitim Zechem Bein of Kimotz by Erves Dover, also need Edim over here. What of the Edim in Loitim Zechem Bein of a Motz by Erves Dover, they walk in and say what? She's Mizano. Is she Arias? Let's say she now has Tashmish with her husband. Is there Chorus? Is there Skilo? She's not a Arias. She isn't an Erva. There's no Erva over there. She's also to her husband, but she's not a Arias. That means, but we have two different things over here. It's not totally Zebazah. That means, the Yisrael over here is the Isha of a Nido. Is she a Arias like a brother, like a sister or a mother? Or is no Stamnes Issa, like in Kippur, you also have Tashmish with your wife, you're in Kippur, but it's not a Arias. We can have an Issa to your wife without a Arias. And Kippur is also without a Arias. So what's the case over here? We have a case, she's a Zayin Osta husband, but it's not Yogla Yavar. So the Ma'amokim Shaboy of Ein Dovah Shvarev HaPach Mishnayim does not even have the halach of Yogla Yavar. So we see clearly they can differentiate between one another to two different sugyas. It says in the Yehuda, so why are you calling it Arayis Ein Dovah Shvarev HaPach Mishnayim? It says like the Pazik says, Tumah like it says by Arayis. The Pazik calls it Tumah. It's like Arayis, the Get of Tumah, here also Nichol the Get of Tumah, Nichol the Get of Ke'en Arayis. But we see the Ma'amokim Shaboy is not Tolu Zebazah. What is the Gedder? Like Moshe says, very simple. The Gedder over here is a Chaymer Isser, Neget Yogal Yavar. The Chiddush HaDovah is Neget the Sugya of Ein Dovah Shvarev HaPach Mishnayim. Fine, so the Maisel came out over here. Neget to the third question is Anida Nichol the Sugya of Arayis, depends what Sugya referring to. Neget to Ein Dovah Shvarev HaPach Mishnayim, you say she's not Nichol the Get of Arayis, a doctor's the Maisel Nichol. Neget to Yogal Yava, but Ikka the Paiskwan say, I know of Shlomo Zalman, the other one we make, but Ikka the Paiskwan Taina is Nichol the Get of Yogal Yava. So again, we went through three points over here, again with Clolius. Number one, the question over here, what is the time behind it? Is there an Afkamino? Chibul the Bailo. The second question over here is a Tumah or Issa V'Heter. Third question is Nichol Get of Arayis. Now, Baruch Hashem, for the future, we're starting right now Kupay Gimel over here. There's a Torah in the Lug Beis Yosef. We learned it originally in the Chabura. We did it very quickly, and we went straight to Shulchan Aruch. I like to go slower to understand the Makaris Shabbai, what the Lachah over here is, negate the practicality. Now, some people might go through the Beis Yosef quicker and have more time. You have more time. I assume a lot of people did not finish the two blocks. If you did finish it, there are Rishonim to go see. Do not myself waste your time. Another thing, Negeta giving out sheets. The past 15 years, we gave Mar Mokremis before the Chabura, and after Chabura, we gave out booklets. Nida, the Maisa was printed about 5-6 years ago, when we gave out the sheets. In the past, I've always dealt with them. I put them together, I went to the printer, brought them back, dealt with paying for it. Maisa, I think right now, since they're printed, the Olam wants the swarm around that are Dor Malachim. That was the Chlido. You want to follow along. Everything I just said in Chabur right now is the first couple of pages in that gum over there. If the Olam wants, they can see from the Dor Malachim, the Sefer itself. If someone wants to step up and deal with it, and deal with Chabur, and leave me out of it, and print to the Olam, I'm also all for that. I can help them out. But I think it's a time that I take a step back and let the Olam deal with printing the sheets of booklets, meaning bringing it to printer, dealing with the money, bringing it back, dealing with the Olam complaints, not enough sheets, too many sheets, whatever they want. But the issue should be dealt by somebody else, and I don't have to deal with it anymore. I've done it for 15 years. Maybe it's time to pass it on.